今天早上让我们来看哥林多前书
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2
哥林多前书第二章第二节
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2
哥林多前书第二章第二节
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
I read one more time, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我再念一次，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
让我们翻到哥林多后书第五章第十三节。
I want to read from 13 to 18.
我要读从第十三节读到第十八节。
For if we are besides ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so thatThey who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is...A new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
第十三节，我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，使我们想一人既替众人死。众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 19.
加拉太书第二章第十九节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 19.
加拉太书第二章第十九节。
For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
第十九节，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Father, we do thank you again for gathering us in your presence this morning.
天父，我们再次向你感谢，今天早上聚集我们在你的同在之中。
We may never be able to figure out how high the price you have paid for us.
我们也许永远不能够明白你要付上怎样高的代价来为了我们。
We may never.Fully comprehend the depths of your love.
我们也不能够完全的明白你爱的深广。
And we may never be able to fully experience your experience on the cross.
我们也不能够经历你在十字架上为我们所有的经历。
But this morning, our desire is through the Holy Spirit that you can show us the way to Calvary.
但是今天早上我们愿意圣灵借着圣灵来帮助我们叫我们能够看见这十字架的道路
Because you have declared those who love you should follow you
因为你说那些爱你的就必跟随你
So we pray this morning that all of us have that desire to follow you
我们今天早上都说愿我们有一个心来跟随你
Once again we ask for your anointing
我们求你的恩膏
For all of us,
为着我们众人
so that this will not be knowledge in our mind.
这不成为我们头脑里的知识
and touch our spirit.
愿这来摸着我们的灵
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告 Amen.
I don't know when was the first time you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
我不知道你什么时候是你第一次读到哥林多前书第二章第二节。
I also always believe that the first time when a word is open to you is the most important time.
我也知道我也感觉到在当那个话圣经的话第一次向你敞开来的时候是最重要的时候。
And therefore, I fully believe that every time we hear the message,we should pay much attention.
因此我觉得我认为我们每一次听见信息的时候我们都要注意。
I still remember the very first time when I heard the message about eternal purpose of the Lord.
我还记得第一次当我听见那关于神永远旨意的信息。
I still remember that message even today.
我直到今天都记得那一篇信息。
Even that occurred in early 80s.
虽然那是在80年初期的时候发生的事。
But because I heard it the first time, I was completely captured by that message.
那是我第一次听到这样的信息，我就完全被这信息所抓住了。
Although throughout the next few decades, I heard this the similar message.Multiple times.
虽然在过去的几十年中间，我常常听到这样的信息。
But because I was captured the very first time.
但是因为那一次是我第一次被抓住。
Therefore, this message would never get old.
因此，那个信息就永远不会变成陈旧。
And every time I heard similar message, it only adds to the meaning of the first time.
每一次当我在听到这样同类似的信息，就更深加入加在那我所知道的事上。
And the meaning of that first message is getting wider and broader and deeper.
所以呢，第一次信息我听见那个意义就更加的深广。
Therefore, I very much want to pay attention each time I hear a message.
所以每一次我听见信息的时候，我都愿意要注意。
If we do not pay attention to it,
若是我们不注意的话
then we feel like we have heard it.
我们就会以为我们听见了
But we have never been captured by the message.
但是我们却中没有被这信息所抓住
Then we hear it a second time.
那我们第二次再听的时候
And we hear the third time.
那我们听到第三次的时候
Then we become dull to the message.
那我们对这信息就没有敏锐的感觉
AndWe think we knew everything about this message.
我们自己以为我们对这个信息的内容已经都知道了。
But in reality, we never touch the truth.
但是实际上我们却没有碰见那个真理。
And the truth is not a truth in our heart.
这个真理并没有在我们的心中。
At most, it's the head knowledge.
至多只不过是一个头脑上的知识。
Therefore, the message of the cross is the same way.
因此，十字架的信息也是同样的事。
Or the word of the cross is the same way.
十字架的道理也是如此。
If we pay attention on the first time,
若是我们第一次就注意听的话
if we allow the Holy Spirit to capture our heart with the word of the cross,
若是我们让圣灵来摸着我们的心，抓住我们的心，关于十字架的道理
then each time when you hear something about the cross, then it will deepen your understanding of this word of the cross.
每一次当你再听到有关于十字架的信息，那就要加深你对十字架的信息的认识。
If it's not the case,
若不然的话，
then this become a repetition of some sort.
那这不过只是成为不断的反重复而已。
And it will not do any good to your spirit.
对你自己的灵里却没有益处。
When was the first time that you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2?
第一次读哥林多前书第二章第二节是什么时候呢？
And you hear Paul said, For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
你听见保罗这样子说，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I was very shocked by reading this verse.
当我第一次读到这节圣经的时候，我非常的惊讶。
I asked myself, how could this be?
我问我自己，这怎么可能呢？
How could a person like Apostle Paul can say he knows nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified?
怎么可能像保罗这样子的人可以会说我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架呢？
Paul was advancing in Judaism beyond many of his contemporaries.
保罗是比他在同年龄的人在对犹太教里面是更前进的人。
In other words, he knew the Old Testament inside out.
他知道旧约新约他都知道，他知道旧约，他对旧约非常熟悉。
It was not in his head.
那不是他的头脑里。
Because he was extremely zealous for his ancestral traditions.
因为他为着他祖宗的遗传，他是大发热心的。
Not only he knew the law, he followed the law.
他不仅是知道这个律法，他更是效法这个律法。
Beyond Judaism, Paul was also well versed in Greek philosophy.
不仅是犹太教，他也是非常熟悉希腊的哲学。
He was born in Tarsus.
他是在大树生的。
All about the Greek philosophy.
他知道那个希腊哲学的所有的事情。
Therefore, he wrote these words.
因此，他这样子写。
For indeed, Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom.
因为所以他说，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。
You will never hear Peter or John or James say anything like that.
你从来不会听到彼得。约翰或者是雅各说这样类似的话。
Because they were not well versed in Greek philosophy.
因为他们对希腊的哲学并不熟悉。
But not Apostle Paul.
但是保罗却不然。
He knew everything about Greek philosophy.
他对希腊的哲学非常的熟悉。
Moreover, Paul was also a citizen of the Roman Empire.
他更是罗马帝国的公民。
So he was part of the political class.
他也是有那个政治的地位。
In today's terminology, Paul was part of the establishment.
他在用我们今天的话说，他就是有地位、有身份的人。
And he had captured Jews, culture from Jews, from Greeks, and from Romans.
他有从犹太教。从希腊跟从罗马的这些的影响。
He knows probably more than most of us.
他所知道的比我们在座的人都多。
Therefore, it is so remarkable that he wrote, he knows nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以当他这样子写说，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架是何等不寻常的事情。
So we must ask why.
因此我们要问为什么。
Why a person like Paul, who knew so much, was able to say he knows nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
为什么像保罗这样子，他这么有这么丰富知识的人，他却能够这样子说，在你们中间我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架呢？
This was what happened.
这个是这个、原因是在这里。
Because on his way to Damascus,
因为在他去大马色的路上
，Our Lord revealed himself to Paul.
我们的主把他的自己向保罗启示出来。
And we knew the story very well.
我们都知道这个非常熟悉这个故事。
So in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6, Paul described his own experience this way.
所以在哥林多后书第四章第六节，保罗这样形容他的经历。
God, and he said, on my way to Damascus.
他说在我去大马色的路上。
And God has shown a light to me.
神就用光来照我。
Shine out of darkness.
这个光是从黑暗里照出来的。
Paul said his heart was in darkness.
保罗说他的心就像那黑暗一样。
But on that day, there was light shone in his heart.
但是在那一天有个光照在他的心里。
And this light allowed him to see the glory of the knowledge of the glory of God.
这个光就让他能够看见神的荣耀。
And this light was shone in the face of Jesus Christ.
他就能够知道神荣耀的光，而且这是显在耶稣基督的面上。
So Paul was saying, what happened to me is like in Genesis 1.
保罗就好像说，他的经历就像创世纪第一章一样。
On the way to Damascus, the heart of Paul was covered with darkness.
在去大马色的路上，保罗的心就是像那个渊面黑暗一样。
But God commanded the light shall shine out of darkness.
但是呢，神就吩咐光照从黑暗里照出来。
And with the light, Paul was able to have the knowledge of the glory of God.
有了这个光，他就能够知道神的荣耀。
Under this light, Judaism, Greek philosophy, and the Roman system were all fade away.
在这个光之下，那个犹太的教，希腊的哲学和罗马的制度，全部都失去它的光彩。
What's left is the person of Jesus Christ.
所剩下的就是耶稣基督。
So this is what happened to Paul.
这是保罗的经历。
This light from the Lord would cause everything to fade away.
这个光，从神来的光，就让一切的事情都失去它的光彩。
Very, very strangely, the Paul did not immediately consult with any other disciples.
稀奇的是，保罗并没有马上去与任何其他的使徒交谈。
No, was there a better way to know about Jesus Christ than talking to Peter? And John and James,
你不觉得跟他若是跟彼得、约翰和雅各他们来交通的话，能够是个更好的方法来认识耶稣吗
？They saw the Jesus,
因为他们是看见耶稣的。
They saw the glory of Jesus on the Mount Transfiguration.
他们是在那变化山上看见耶稣的荣光的。
So if you want to know more about Jesus,
如果是你要更多认识耶稣的话
，Paul should go to Jerusalem.
保罗应该到耶路撒冷
，But he didn't.
但是他却没有去。
He went to Arabian desert.
但是他却去了亚拉伯的沙漠。
Do you know where he actually went?
你知道他真的去哪里了吗
？In Galatians chapter 4,
在加拉太书第四章里面
，we learn that Paul went to Mount Sinai.
我们知道保罗是去了西乃山。
Instead of going to Mount Zion, Paul went to Mount Sinai.
他并没有去锡安山，他却去了西乃山。
Isn't Paul apostle of grace?
保罗岂不是那恩典的使徒吗
？If he's apostle of grace, then he should go to Mount Zion.
若是他是恩典的使徒，他应该去锡安山。
But he went to Mount Sinai.
但是他却去了西乃山。
Now, Paul was a student of Old Testament.
保罗是旧约的一个学者。
And he knew Old Testament inside out.
他知道旧约的全部。
But he had no light.
但是他却没有光。
Therefore, Old Testament to him is just book knowledge.
因此旧约对他而言不过就是一些知识而已。
Now he had the light.
现在他有了光。
Therefore he went to Mount Sinai.
因此他就到了西乃山。
He reread the entire Old Testament under this new light.
他在这个光之下，他就重新读了旧约。
In reading the Old Testament under the new light，
在这个新的光之中，他就读旧约。
Paul, God revealed to Paul the New Testament。
就是因此，神就向保罗启示了新约。
Therefore, we saw that both Old Testament and New Testament was given to us at the same place。
因此，我们看见其实旧约和新约都是在同样一个地方给了我们。
We also associate that Mount Sinai with the law。
我们常常把西乃山就想到律法。
It is correct。
是对的。
But there's something else happened at Mount Sinai。
但是在西乃山还发生了其他的事。
Mount Sinai, the Old Testament was given。
在西乃山，旧约是神给了我们旧约。
But we can also say the new covenant was revealed to Paul at Mount Sinai as well。
但是我们也可以这么说，那个新约乃是在西乃山向保罗启示出来。
Do you know when the Old Testament was given to Moses？
你知道那个当旧约给摩西神把旧约给摩西的时候是什么时候吗？
50 days after Passover，
乃是在逾越节之后五十天。
That's written in the Exodus。
这是记载在出埃及记里面。
So what is 50 days after the Passover？
那在逾越节之后五十天是什么呢？
50 days after Passover is Pentecost。
逾越节之后五十天就是五旬节。
So Old Testament was given to Moses on the day of Pentecost。
所以其实旧约乃是在五旬节那一天赐给了摩西。
The feast was not established yet。
虽然在那个时候这个节期还没有被定下来。
Therefore, Paul went to the same place。
因此保罗回到那个同样的地方。
And the Lord revealed to him，
神就向他启示。
There is a new covenant，
这有一个新约。
Unlike the old covenant that was written on the tablet，
并不像旧约是写在石板上的。
There is a new covenant，
这有一个新约。
Will be written in our heart，
乃是写在我们的心中的。
And when will that happen？
当什么时候是这件事情会发生？
Realistically happen？
什么是这个是真实的会发生呢？
On the day of Pentecost，
乃是在五旬节那一天。
Through the revelation at Damascus and his time at Mount Sinai，
借着他在大马色路上的启示和在西乃山的启示。
Apostle Paul knew Jesus in a fresh way。
保罗对耶稣有一个新鲜的认识。
Before Damascus, he knew Jesus in the flesh, according to the flesh.
在这之前，他是凭着外貌来认识耶稣。
According to Judaism, according to the ancestral tradition,
乃是凭着犹太教，凭着他祖宗的遗传来认识耶稣。
So、after Damascus and Mount Sinai, Paul no longer recognized Jesus Christ according to the flesh.
但是在大马色路上，在西乃山之后，保罗不再凭着外貌来认识耶稣。
No, there was so much in the flesh of Paul he could be proud of.
在保罗的身上，他有许多的事情是他可以引以为荣的。
Circumcised at the eighth day.
他是在第八天就受了割礼。
Of the nation of Israel.
他是以色列族的人。
Of the tribe.Of Benjamin，
他是便雅米支派的人。
A Hebrew of Hebrews，
他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
A Pharisee，
他是法利赛人。
Blameless before the law，
他在律法之前是无可指责的。
There was so much in the flesh of Paul that he could be proud of，
在保罗的肉体上，他有许多的事都是可以引以为荣的。
But when he saw Jesus Christ on his way to Damascus。
但当他在去大马色的路上，他看见了耶稣之后。
When he was at Mount Sinai，
当他在西乃山上。
He saw something that's far greater than everything he was proud of。
他就看见了那他他那些他过去所引以为荣的事情，比那更多的事情。
So what did he see?
那他到底看见了什么呢？
What actually happened at Mount Sinai?
那在西乃山上到底什么事情发生了呢？
And Paul expressed that in his own words.
保罗就自己这么说。
In his own word, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗就这么说，我已经与基督同死。
He saw the meaning of the cross.
他看见了那个十字架的意义。
Nobody else has seen.
是别人所还没有看见的。
And because of this revelation,
但因着这个启示，
and he counted everything in his flesh as loss for the sake of Jesus.
他就为着基督，他看万事如粪土。
Something dramatic happened in the desert.
在那个沙漠里面有一些事情，很戏剧性的事情发生。
He became a new creature.
他成为一个新造的人。
The old thing in the flesh passed away.
旧事已过。
All the things in the flesh passed away.
所有呢在他肉体里的事情都过去。
And indeed new things have come.
新的旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Now we can understand why Paul said what he said.
那我们就能够明白保罗为什么会这样子说。
For I determined to know nothing amongst you, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
In the desert,
在沙漠里面
，Paul understood that the cross.Was at the center of God's eternal purpose.
保罗就看见了十字架是神永远旨意的一个中心。
We often think about the cross. We think about the cross on the Calvary that happened more than 2,000 years ago.
当我们想到十字架的时候，我们常常就想到是那在加略山的十字架是在发生在两千年之前的事情。
That was the cross in time.
那是在时间里的十字架。
The cross or the message of cross is much more than the physical cross.
那在但是十字架的道理，十字架的信息是大过于这个在时间里的这十字架。
The cross was there.Even before the foundation of the world.
十字架乃是在创世之前就有了。
Now in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8.
在启示录第十三章第八节。
And you need to read the King James version for this verse.
你必须要读那个签订版的版本。
And then in that verses, John described the Lamb.
在那节他在那边约翰就形容这个羔羊。
This is how he described.
这是他这么形容的。
The lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
他是那个是在创世之前就被杀的羔羊。
So the cross was there before the foundation of the world.
所以十字架是在创世之前就有的。
And in the Revelation, John also saw.
在启示录里面，约翰。又看见了
A lamb standing between the throne and the elders, as if slain.
约翰就看见了在宝座与长老中间的羔羊站立，像是刚刚像是被杀过的。
So the cross not only was there before the foundation of the world, the cross will be there after the time.
所以十字架不仅是在创世之前就有的，十字架是在这时间过了以后仍然会存在的。
So the cross exists from eternity past to eternity futures.
十字架乃是从过去的永远一直到将来的永远都是存在的。
It's not other than Paul who told us the cross is the power and the wisdom of God.
这也是保罗是这样子告诉我们，十字架就是神的能力和神的智慧。
You know, Satan was very intelligent.
你知道撒旦是非常聪明的。
Satan was more intelligent than any one of us.
撒旦是比我们任何一个人都有智慧的。
So Satan came up with an extreme challenge to God.
所以撒旦就有了一个这个非常难的向神的一个挑战。
Satan create an unsolvable problem for God.
撒旦就创造了一个神好像没有办法解决的一个问题。
So Satan brought sin to man.
撒旦把罪带到人。
So man became the flesh.
所以人就成为属肉体的。
Therefore, in the righteousness of the Lord,
因此照着神的公义
God must destroy the man.
神必须要毁灭人类。
But however, God loves man.
但是神爱人。
In his love, he can never forsake man.
在他的爱里面，他没有办法弃绝人。
Therefore, Satan created a conflict within God's characters.
所以你看见撒旦就在神自己的性格里面，他创造了一个冲突。
God created a conflict within God himself.
他就在他神的自己里面有了一个冲突。
It's a conflict between righteousness and love.
乃是公义与慈爱之间的一个冲突。
In God's righteousness, God must destroy man.
照着神的公义，他必须要毁灭人类。
But according to his loving kindness, he can never forsake man.
但是因着他的慈爱，他永远不能够弃绝人。
This is the ultimate challenge to God from Satan.
这是撒旦对神至终的一个挑战。
No amount of power can solve this problem.
没有任何的能力能够来解决这个问题。
No amount of wisdom can solve this puzzle.
没有任何的智慧能够来解决这个难题。
Because the conflict was within God himself.
因为这个冲突乃是在神自己的里面。
We thank God that His ways are higher than our ways.
但是我们实在感谢神，他的道路是高过我们的道路。
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他的意念是高过我们的意念。
So before the foundation of the world,
因此在创世之前
，God has decided that His only Son will go to the cross.
因此在创世之前，神就决定。他的独生的爱子要上十字架。
God's only Son to be slain on the cross.
神的独生的爱子要为我们要被在十字架上。
The lamb that was slain will satisfy the righteousness and loving kindness at the same time.
这个被杀的羔羊才能够满足，同时满足神的公义。
Therefore, the cross of Calvary is God's way to achieve His purpose.
因此，加略的十字架是神的方法来达到他的目标。
We often relate to our salvation to the cross.
我们常常把我们的得救与十字架有相连。
It is true.
这是对的。
But the cross is much more than our salvation.
但是十字架是大过于我们的救恩。
A cross is a center of victory over sin.
十字架是我们胜过罪的一个中心。
The cross is a center of victory over the world.
十字架是我们胜过这世界的中心。
The cross is a center of victory over the flesh.
十字架是我们胜过肉体的中心。
The cross is a center of victory over the devil.
十字架是我们胜过魔鬼的一个中心。
The cross satisfies the holiness and righteousness of God.
十字架满足了神的公义和他的圣洁。
The cross gives birth to the church, the body of Christ.
十字架就产生了教会是基督的身体。
The cross brings the body of Christ in unity.
十字架能够把基督的身体带进合一的里面。
The cross ushers into our inheritance.
十字架更能够引我们进入到我们的产业。
Ultimately, the cross sums up everything, things in the heavens and things on the earth in Christ.
最终十字架还要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
No wonder Paul said he knows nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
怪不得保罗要说，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We're all very familiar with 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们都知道哥林多后书第五章。
Especially 14 and 15.
我们都知道第十四节、第十五节。
And the love of Christ controls us, having concluded that one died for all, therefore all died.
原来基督的爱激励或支配我们。使我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Paul concluded that one died for all, therefore all die.
保罗就说，那既然一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Amen. When Christ went to the cross of Calvary, he took the sinners to the cross as well.
当主耶稣基督去到加略的十字架的时候，他是带着我们众人的罪。
Or when the Jesus Christ went to the cross, he took you and me with him as well.
当主耶稣基督去到加略山的十字架的时候，他是带着你和带着我。
Seeing this truth has very significant influence in our spiritual growth.
当我们能够看见这个真理的意义的时候，这对我们属灵生命的成长会有非常深厚的意义。
It is the work of the cross to transform us into maturity.
是十字架的工作来改变我们，让我们进入到完全。
Whether or not we can grow spiritually has a lot to do with our understanding of the cross.
我们是否能够在属灵里面有长进，对于我们能够对十字架的认识有多少是相连的。
Jesse Penn Lewis used to tell a story.
宾路易师母曾经说过这个故事。
She said that at one time she spoke in a conference in Finland.
她说有一次她在芬兰的一个特别聚会里面讲到。
It was a rare opportunity that delegates from all over Finland gathered together for a conference.
那是一个非常难得的一个机会，所有在芬兰的这些代表的人都聚在一起，有个特别的聚会。
Therefore, our sister has the burden to share everything she knew about the deeper meaning of the cross.
因此，我们的姐妹她就有这样的负担，要把她对十字架这些深的一些认识都愿意交通出来。
Then she noticed there was a young girl sat on the first row.
那他就发觉在坐前排有一个年轻的女孩子坐在那里。
And someone told Jesse that young girl was not converted yet.
那有人就告诉宾路易师母说，这个女孩子还没有信主。
Could you share something for her benefit?
你要不要为着她的缘故交通一些呢？
But you know, our sister said,No.
那我们的姐妹就说不。
It's not this time.
现在不是这个不是时候。
So sister continued to share the word on the cross.
所以我们的姐妹就继续交通到有关于十字架的话语。
So after the third day,
过了三天之后
then the girl, came forward.
那这个女孩子就到前面来。
And bursting into tears.
就大哭。
And Jesse asked her, "Have you been saved?"
那宾路易师母就问她说，你得救了吗？
Then she said, "Yes."
她说是的。
Then Jesse said, "What have you heard?"
那她就说，你听见了什么呢？
Then she said, "A corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies."
她说，我就听见那一粒麦子落在地里死了。
She was saved by the word of the cross.
他因着十字架的道理而得救了。
Only after 3 months.
过了三个月之后。
Only 3 months.
只有三个月。
This 3 months old Christians, she translate the book by Jesse Penn Lewis in Swedish.
这个、只有三个月，这个三个月的基督徒，他就把宾路易斯师母的一本书翻成翻到瑞典文。
The book is called The Cross of Calvary.
这个书的名字就是加略山的十字架。
And Jesse thought, say that the translation was intelligent and fully.
那宾路易师母就说他的翻译是又明了又完整的。
Can you imagine a three months old question?
你可以想象一个三个月，不是三年，乃是三个月的基督徒。
Translate the cross of Calvary into another language.
把这本书加略山十字架的这本书翻译成到另外一个语言。
And did it intelligently and fully.
而且它是翻得又明了又完整。
The cross will cause us to be mature.
这十字架能够使我们长大成人。
So whether you and I can be mature has a lot to do about the word of the cross.
因此，你我是否能够长大成人，是与这是否我们对十字架的道理的认识是有关的。
So most of us have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ more than 3 months now.
所以我们在座的人，我相信我们都已经接受主耶稣基督超过三个月了。
But I'm not sure if we read the cross of Calvary that we actually can understand.
但是我却没有一个把握说当我们读加略山十字架这本书的时候我们是否能够明白。
I think many of us have not heard about this book.
我相信我们在座的很多人都没有听见过这本书。
We often love Corinthians chapter 5, 14, 15.
我们都很喜欢哥林多后书 第五章第十四节第十五节。
But we didn't know why Paul said that in the first place.
但是我们却不知道保罗为什么要这么说。
Because in verse 13,
因为在第十三节
Paul said, if we are besides ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
因为他说我们若果癫狂是为神。若果谨守是为你们。
Because during that time, saints in Corinth criticized apostle with exalting himself.
因为哥林多教会的人在那个时候批评保罗，他是自己举荐自己。
No one liked to be criticized.
没有一个人喜欢被批评的。
We like to be praised.
我们喜欢得着称赞。
It is extremely difficult to be criticized by someone you love.
特别是那个你所爱的人来批评你的时候是何等的困难。
Paul loved those saints in Corinth.
保罗实在是爱那些在哥林多教会的圣徒们。
But now the most severe criticism came from Corinth.
但是这个非常严肃的批评却是来自于哥林多教会的圣徒。
It is during this kind of situation we understand a person.
就是在这样子的时候你能够来认识一个人。
It's in this time we will be able to see who control this person.
在这样子的情况之下，我们就能够看见到底是什么来支配这个人的。
Paul said, "If we are besides ourselves, it is for God."
保罗说，我们若果癫狂是为神。
If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
若果谨守是为你们。
There was no Paul in this reaction.
在这一切里面是没有保罗。
It's no longer Paul.
It's 不再是保罗。
Paul did not control his reactions to the criticism.
保罗并没有受这个批评的支配。
So brothers and sisters, what controls our life?
弟兄姐妹，是什么来支配我们的生活呢？
What controls our reactions when we are offended?
当我们被人激怒的时候，是什么来支配我们的反应呢？
What controls the joy within us when we are suffering?
当我们在受苦的时候，是什么来支配我们的喜乐呢？
What controls our feeling when we are not getting the respect we need?
当我们没有得着我们应得的敬重的时候，是什么事情能够来支配我们的感觉呢？
What control our responses when we are judged?
当我们被论断的时候，是什么来支配我们的情感呢？
What control our perspectives When we face uncertainty in life,
当我们面对生活的中的不安定的时候，是什么来支配我们的盼望呢？
Or control the peace within us when we are in illness.
当我们在疾病里面的时候，是什么支配我们里面的平安呢？
Oftentimes, what controls us is us.
许多的时候，那支配我们的就是我们的自己。
Therefore, we are self-pity.
因此我们就落在自怜的里面
self-seeking
我们就 自己只顾自己寻求自只顾自己
self-conscious
就自我有非常有很大的自觉
self-judging
或者是自我判论断
self-defense
或者有自卫
what control Paul's life
那什么是支配保罗的生活呢
he said the love of Christ controls me
他说是基督的爱支配了我。
It's no longer I.
不再是我。
So many times in Paul's writing, he says something similar. It's no longer I.
因此在保罗许多的写作里面，他常常这么说，不再是我。
In Galatians 2:20, he said, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me."
在加拉太书第二章第二十节，他就说：“不再现在活着的，不再是我。”
It is not Paul who lives.
不再是保罗活着。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, Paul said, "I give instructions, not I, but the Lord."
在哥林多前书哥林多前书第七章，他说：“这不是我给你们的指示。”
He gave instruction, but not him.
他说他给他们指示但是不是他自己说的
In 1 Corinthians 15:10 he said
在哥林多前书第十五章他说
I labor even more than all of them yet not I but the grace of God with me
他说我是比众使徒都都辛劳的但是现在不再是我。
He labored, but not him.
他虽然工作，但是却不是他自己。
He gave instructions, but not him.
他给他们吩咐，但是却不是他自己。
He lived, but not him.
他是活着，但是他不是他自己。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
并不是他自己，乃是基督。
This is the word of the cross.
这就是十字架的道理。
This is message of the cross.
这是十字架的信息。
If we see that when one died for all, therefore all died.
当我们若是看见一人既替众人死，众人就都死的话，
then you will experience no longer I, but Christ.
那你就能够来经历不再是我，乃是基督。
The word of the cross is foolishness to the world.
十字架的道理对人是是愚拙的
But it is the power and wisdom of God.
但是却是神的能力和神的智慧
With the power and wisdom of the Lord.
是神的能力和神的智慧
Paul was able to say, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
保罗能够就这么说，我们若果癫狂是为神
If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
我们若果谨守是为你们
This is the word of the cross.
这是十字架的道理。
It is power and wisdom of God.
这乃是神的能力和神的智慧。
You can never grasp this by your intellect.
你不能够用你自己的智慧来明白这事。
You can never learn this to treat it as a doctrine.
你也不能够把这个当做一个学说教义来看。
You must have experience of this.
你必须要有经历。
The only way to know the word of the cross is to have experience.
唯一能够来认识十字架的道理，就是要能够经历它。
So how do we experience the word of the cross?
那我们怎么样来经历十字架的道理呢？
It is the same way we experience the salvation.
就像我们经历救恩一样。
Now, we experience salvation in one way.
我们是怎样来经历我们的救恩呢?
Then, we kind of forget about the way we are saved.
我们就好像就忘记了我们是怎样得救的。
I think all of us understood the way we are saved, right?
我想我们在座的人都知道我们是怎样得救的。
The way we are saved is the same way for us to experience the word of the cross.
我们怎样得救，也就是我们怎样来经历十字架的道理。
How are we saved?
那我们是怎么样得救的呢？
We save by belief.
我们得救乃是因为我们相信。
We save by faith.
我们得救是因着我们的信。
There is no other way.
是没有其他的道路。
That's the whole reason for Galatians is to declare there's no other way to be saved except by faith.
保罗对加拉太人就说没有其他的方法，只有靠凭着信能够得到得救。
So how can we enter into the word of the cross?
那我们怎么样来进入到十字架的道理呢？
By faith.
乃是借着信。
By believing in.
乃是借着相信他。
When one died for all, therefore all died.
一人既替众人死了，众人就都死了。
It is written in the book.
乃是在记载在圣经里面。
Do you believe in the word of the Lord?
你是否相信神的话呢？
If the Lord said that one died, therefore all died, do we believe in that?
你是否相信，若是主耶稣主说，当一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，你是否相信这句话呢？
No, in the Greek word, the word die is past tense.
在希腊文里面，这个死这个字是一个过去式。
The word communicate idea, it was accomplished, it was done.
这个词的意思就告诉我们说是已经成就了。
It had happened.
已经发生了。
It is a fact.
是一个事实。
When one died for all, therefore all died.
当一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Therefore, then we have to accept that the word of the Lord is true.
因此我们必须要接受神的话是真实的。
Let's look at the other way.
让我们从另外一个角度来看。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul said this.
在哥林多前书保罗这么说。
He said, Oh death, where is your victory?
他说死啊。你的毒钩在哪里？你得胜的权势在哪里？
Oh, death, where is your sting?
是啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Brother and sister, do we believe in this?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是否相信这
件事？ I think we all believe in this.
我相信，我们都相信这件。
We believe that death has no power over us.
我们相信死亡不再像对着我们有权势。
We believe that there's no stingthat can hurt us anymore.
我们也相信没有那些毒钩能够再来刺我们。
But have you thought about how?
但是你有没有想过是如何发生的呢？
We overcome death because Christ died for us. That is true.
我们胜过死亡乃是因为基督为我们死，这件事情是一个，这是真实的。
But how do we overcome the death every day?
但是我们如何胜过每一天生活里的死亡呢？
We overcome the power of death on a daily basis by dying with the Lord.
我们胜过每一天在生活里面的死亡的权势，就是借着与基督同死。
When you die, then the death have no control over you anymore.
当你死了以后，这个死亡就对你毫无权势。
When you believe the word of the cross and accept that you have died with Christ, then the Holy Spirit begin to work in your spirit to make it a reality.
当你相信你已经与基督同死，那圣灵就在我们里面把这个变成一个实际。
Now, there are two factors in our experience of the word of the cross.
在我们经历这十字架道理上有两点。
There are multiple words describing death in Greek.
在希腊文里面有许多的字来形容死亡这个字。
One is the one we just described. That is a past tense.
一个就是我们刚刚所说的，就是已经是过去式。
Has accomplished.
是已经成就了。
That is objective truth.
那是一个事实。
And then there is another one.
还有另外一个词。
That's progressive.
乃是渐进的。
It's happening every day.
乃是每一天都发生的。
That is a If we translate correctly, it should be translated into dying.
若是我们翻译正确的话是继续不断的死。
The way we experience the word of cross is to believe the objective death.
我们能够来经历十字架的道理，那先是来相信这个事实。
Then the Holy Spirit will help us on a daily basis to experience the dying daily.
那圣灵就会在我们的心里，在我们里面天天的来帮助我们，让我们来经历这个继续不断的死。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 8, verse 13.
因此在罗马书第八章第十三节。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. 八章十三节。
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
So the key phrase here is by the Spirit.
在这边所钥匙乃是是靠着圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the one who is working in us to put to death the deeds of the body.
圣灵在我们里面工作，来致死身体的恶行。
The Holy Spirit works by anointing.
圣灵是借着恩膏来做工作的。
The anointing is a very small voice in our spirit.
这个恩膏就是在我们心灵里面非常微小的一个声音。
Anointing is happening all day long.
这个微小的声音是每一天整一天整天都在进行的。
The anointing pointing out the deeds of the body.
这个恩膏就指出我们身体的行为。
That is a very small voice in our spirit.
这是在我们心灵中非常微小的声音。
It works at home, it works at work, it works among brothers and sisters.
在家里面，在工作里面，在我们弟兄姐妹中间，他都在工作。
We must cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须与他合作。
Whenever the Holy Spirit points out the deeds of the body.
当他圣灵指出我们身体的行为的时候，
then he will help us to put to death the deeds of the body.
他就要来帮助我们致死身体的恶行。
So this is how we experience the word of the cross.
这就是我们怎样来经历十字架的道理。
I will share with you a little bit about how this works in my life.
我要跟你交通一点，就是他怎样在我的生活中来工作。
How the anointing is happening in our life.
这个恩膏怎样在我们的生活中来工作。
When I was about to have our first child.
当我们就要有我们第一个孩子的时候。
And we were very happy.
我们非常的高兴。
And so we're anticipating to have that first child.
我们就在那边期盼着。这个第一个孩子的临到。
But it's about 22 weeks into the pregnancy.
大概是在怀孕到22周的时候。
And then my wife felt pain.
我的姐妹就感觉痛。
So she called the doctors.
那她就打电话给医生。
The doctor said, "No, you should lie on bed, without any movement."
那医生就告诉他，那你就躺在床上，不要动。
So she did that for several days.
那他就这样子过了几天。
But then one night, she felt pain again.
有一天晚上他又感觉到痛。
Then I said, "Call your doctor again."
那我说你打电话给医生啊。
So then she called her doctors.
那他就打电话给医生。
They were talking, the pain came again.
当他们在交谈的时候，这个痛又来了。
So then she cried out, right?
那他就叫了。
And the doctor heard her voice through the phone.
那医生就经过电话就听到他叫的声音。
And the doctor has experience. They didn't know what kind of voices that is.
那医生是有经验的，他们知道这个这样子的呼叫声是有什么什么 原因。
I don't know what that means, but the doctor knew exactly what that.
我不知道这个是什么意思，但是医生知道。
And he said, "Get to the hospital immediately."
那医生就叫他立刻到医院去。
So I was kind of surprised to us.
那对我们是一个很大的惊讶。
You know, our first child.
这是我们的第一个孩子。
We have no parents around us.
我们周围没有父母不在我们身边。
It's the middle of the night.
是在半夜。
We don't even know what to bring.
我们也不知道要带什么东西。
Don't even know we should call 911.
我们也不知道我们应该打电话给911。
I know now I should call 911.
我现在知道了，应该打电话给911。
But I didn't even know, so I just collect a few things and get on our car and drove.
那在那时候我不知道，因此我就收拾了一些东西，到了车子去，我们就开车去了。
Yeah, as I got on the 59.
当我上到59的公路的高速公路的时候
，I feel darkness in my heart.
我在心中就觉得充满了黑暗。
I don't know what's going to happen in front of us.
我不知道前面的有什么事情会发生。
And I don't even know what did this mean.
我也不知道这是什么意思。
What could happen?
或者是什么事情会发生？
I have no idea.
我什么也不知道。
So there was huge uncertainty and anxiety and not knowing.
在我前面有许多有极大的不安也不明白。
There was darkness outside, but there was darkness inside.
外面是黢黑的，在我里面也是黑暗。
And wife is crying on the side.
然后我的妻子在旁边哭喊。
So it's very difficult situation.
这是一个非常困难的一个情况。
But all of a sudden,
但突然之间
，anointing came.
恩膏来了。
And there is a voice.
有一个声音。
And there is a melody.
然后有一个诗歌。
And it said,
他就说
，whatever before me, Jesus.Does it all things well?
他就说到，凡事理我，他有美意，不必测。
It's the last sentence of a very famous hymn.
这是这一个非常有名的诗歌里面的最后一句话。
When this anointing came into my heart,
当这个恩膏进入到我的心中之后
，all the darkness went away.
所有的黑暗都出去了。
All the anxiety went away.
所有的不平也都过去了。
Peace returned.
平安就回来
了。And I was grasped, was captured by this thought that whatever befalls me, Jesus does all things well.
我就被这句话完全的抓住，凡事领我，耶稣他必有美意，不必测。
Therefore, I continue to drive to medical center.
所以我就继续的开车到医学中心。
Nothing changed from the outside.
在外面没有任何一件事情改变。
Actually, my wife was getting more difficult as time goes by.
当这时间继续。的时候，我的妻子更加的痛苦。
But what has changed is inside of me.
但是呢，改变的却是我里面，我的里面。
So we got to the hospital.
所以我们到了医院。
And we saw there are nurses and people waiting at the door.
我们就看见那护士等等人都在门口等我们。
I never knew that they offered such a service.
我从来不知道他们有这样子的招待。
They probably get the word from the doctors.
我想他们是从医生已经得到消息。
So they put her on the bed, then they start running.
然后他把她放在床上以后就 就跑下去。
I was running behind them.
我也在后面跟着跑。
I don't know where they're going, but I just follow them.
我不知道他们要去哪里, 但是我就跟着他们。
They went straight into labor and delivery.
他们就直接到了产房。
When in the labor delivery, then there are many people in the room. I don't even know how many.
我在产房里面, 有许多的人在那里的, 我都不知道有多少人在那个房间里面。
Everyone is busy with something.
每一个人都是忙着在做一些事情。
And they put some monitoring bell around her.
他们就在她身上放了一些操纵的仪器。
Then all of a sudden there's so much sound around me.
突然在我周围就有许许多多的声音。
I don't even know what's going on there.
我一点都不知道有什么在那里面发生的是什么事。
Then baby came.
然后婴儿就出生了。
And they allowed me to see it for a second, then they took him away.
他们就让我看了几秒钟就把那个婴儿带走了。
It's only 3 pounds of 10 ounce.
因为那个婴儿只有三磅十个盎司。
So rush him to the neonatal care.
所以他们就把他带到那个婴儿加护病房去。
When they took the baby away, all of a sudden, all the people went away.
当他们把那婴儿带走一下，一下子所有的人都消失了。
I don't know how they scatter away so soon.
我不知道他们怎么那么快就可以就消失了。
And there's one nurse is trying to clean up the rest.
那就有一位护士留下来要清理。
And she took the bells, you know, the monitoring bell.
他就把那些绑在身上的仪器都拿下来。
Then they look at the paper trails.
然后他看到有一个纸条上有很多的东西。
Then he shared with me. He said that here, see, this is where you came in.
然后他就把那个纸条给我看，说：“哦，你在这个地方就是你进来的时候。”
And here is the time when the baby was out.
然后他就告诉我说，在这个时候就是婴儿出生的时候。
29 seconds.
在中间只有29秒钟。
That's how fast.
那就是如此的快。
I didn't know that when I was driving, right?
当我在开车的时候，我一点都不知道。
I don't have any idea that I have 29 seconds spare time.
我一点都不知道，我只有29秒钟的时间。
But I know that God does all things well.
但是我知道他有美意不必测。
If I knew I only have 29 seconds,
若是我知道我只有29秒的话,
I don't know how can I drive that road.
我都不知道我要怎么样来开车了。
But that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是那就是圣灵的工作。
Yeah, he would take that anxiety, the deeds of my body.
他能够把那个焦虑，把我那身体的恶行。
These are the deeds of the body.
这些都是我们身体的恶行。
When the anointing came,
当那个恩膏来的临到的时候,
put to death the deeds of the body.
就能够致死身体的恶行。
Brother and sister, this will solve all kinds of issues in our life.
弟兄姐妹们, 这就能够为我们 解决生活上许许多多的问题。
Most of the problem we encounter in our life came from the deeds of the body.
在我们生活中遇到的许多的事情都是来自于我们身体的恶行。
It's not about environment.
并不是我们周围的环境。
It's something in our heart.
乃是在我们心中的一些事情。
Immorality. Impurity.
邪情，淫乱污秽。
Passions.
邪情。
Evil desire.
恶欲。
Greed.
或者贪婪。
These are the things we face every day.
这些都是我们天天所遇见的事情。
It's not about immorality around us.
并不是在我们周围的那些淫乱的事情。
It's not impurity around us.
并不是在我们周围那些污秽的事情。
Or passion around us.
或者是在我们周围的邪情私欲。
The evil desire is within us.
这些 恶行是在我们的心里面。
The greed is within us.
这个贪婪是在我们的里面。
We have trouble because of these things.
我们有问题乃是因着这一些的事情。
So we need that anointing.
因此我们需要这个恩膏。
To point out the deeds of the body.
能够指出我们身体里面的恶行。
So that we can put to death the deeds of the body.
好叫我们能够致死这些身体里的恶行。
Brothers and sisters, this is the word of the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是十字架的道理。
And it's the power of God.
乃是神的能力。
It is the wisdom of God.
乃是神的智慧。
If you need power,
若是你需要能力,
if you need wisdom,
你需要智慧,
if you have a situation where you have no power to solve it,
若是你遇到一个事情是你没有任何的办法能够解决的话,
or you have no wisdom to solve it,
或者是你没有智慧能够来解决这个问题,
then you need the word of the cross.
那你就需要十字架的道理。
The cross is your power.
十字架叫成为你的能力。
The cross is your wisdom.
十字架是你的智慧。
No matter what your issue is,
不管你的问题是什么,
there is the power for that problem.
有一个能力是能够来解决的。
There is wisdom for that problem.
有一个智慧是为着这个问题。
So we need to come back to the word of the cross.
因此我们必须要回到十字架的道理上。
And we commit ourselves to the word of the cross.
我们必须要把我们自己交托在这十字架的道理上。
Then we will experience this power and experience this wisdom.
那我们就能够来经历这个能力。 经历这个智慧。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we again would like to commit these words into your hands.
天父, 我们愿意再次把这些话交在你的手中。
We confess that without anointing, that we will not be able to enter into the reality of these words.
我们承认, 没有圣灵的恩膏, 我们没有办法进入到这些话语的实际里。
Therefore, we prayed again that you grab hold of this word.
因此我们求你来抓住这些话语。
And seal it in our heart.
把它存留在我们的心中。
Give us that desire to see the word of the cross.
给我们这个, 意愿, 愿意看见这个十字架的道理。
Accept that we have been crucified with Christ.
来接受我们已经与基督同定十字架。
Allow the Holy Spirit to work in our spirit.
让圣灵在我们的灵里来工作。
To put to death the deeds of the body.
来致使身体恶行。
So that we can experience your power and your wisdom.
叫我们能够来经历, 你的能力, 你的智慧。
We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray.
为着这时间我们感谢你, 奉主的名祷告。 Amen.